The temperature was not the only thing that was cold on Saturday night in Provo. So was the BYU football team, as they took one on the chin against the Iowa State Cyclones 45-13. Players heard a lot of this. The Cougars could not get out of their own way as they fumbled and recovered the opening kickoff of the contest, only to see quarterback Jake Retzlaff throw an interception on the first play from scrimmage. The Cyclones promptly turned that into 6 points, 7 after the field goal. The ensuing kickoff was once again fumbled by BYU's return man and recovered by Iowa State. The Cyclones would turn that misstep into another 3 points on a 31-yard field goal. And just like that, 3.5 minutes into the game, BYU had a mountain to climb, which they seemed well on their way to summiting when, on the next drive, they took the ball 75 yards, capping it off with a 5-yard touchdown pass to JoJo Phillips. 10-7 was as close as the Cougars would get, however, as BYU finished the half down 31-7 with a measly 6 passing yards to their name. After a halftime locker room speech that I'm sure had some fire to it, the Cougars showed signs of life when they cashed in on their opening offensive possession for a 26-yard touchdown reception by Isaac Rex. The silver lining, with that touchdown, Rex became the all-time BYU touchdown leader at the tight end position with 23 receptions. Here's Rex on the accomplishment.
I mean, I love this university so much. I love these fans. I've been a BYU fan my whole life, so it's very cool. There's been a lot better tight ends that have come before me, and there'll be better tight ends to come after me, but to get a record's cool individually. But right now I'm not too focused on that. I gotta find out ways I could help this team, move the ball and win.
That, though, was all she wrote for the Cougs, as they would not find the end zone again. The onus was not all on the offense, however, as the defense surrendered a whopping 443 yards and 21 first downs. Following the loss, head coach Kalani Sitake addressed the media.
There's not a lot of things going right for us right now, and no one thing is to get back to work and work really hard and try to find a way to get a better result next week, and that's our focus is going to be on that, but definitely disappointed in the performance.
The Cougars, now 5-5 overall and 2-5 in conference play, have 2 more shots to become bowl eligible, with that first test coming in their final home game of the season on Saturday against the 14th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. Grab a bowl of cereal and some toast, because kickoff is set for 10 a.m. Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Guadagnin.